Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You can log on to 1080thefan.com. That is where you find the 1080 The Fan poll question. We don't make it too hard for you. Scroll down a little bit. We just ask, as Rob says, that you vote and vote hard. The poll question, as we look up at the Lincoln Riley press conference, which, by the way, could they find a better place to hold a press conference? Like, the backdrop is just like an empty coliseum, and it appears that people are in the background picking up trash. Like, what? Like, really? Can you have like a nice like sponsor backdrop or something? Put up like a sheet or a curtain? It's a little weird.
An empty stadium while people are picking up garbage.
Yeah, there was a handful of people in the back looking up, just kind of like, we in the background of this? And I think they were picking up trash from when they got their ass kicked by BYU over the weekend.
Suk, it's a metaphor for where the program's at right now. An empty stadium with people picking up trash, and Lincoln Riley's going to inherit that empty stadium full of trash.
The full question.
He's going to turn it into something else.
This is a big moment for the Pac-12. It absolutely is. And we asked the question, how quickly do you think Lincoln Riley will get USC back to prominence? And I think the key word here is prominence. I don't know if anyone's saying that, it's the second coming of Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll presided over one of the great modern day football dynasties.
Yes.
With the exception of probably Nick Saban and what he's doing, which is unmatched in the history of college football. I think this, what Pete Carroll did, was probably the second best modern day dynasty. You could throw maybe Osborne in there when they won 3 in Nebraska, but that's rarefied air. So I'm not saying that, but getting back to prominence where you're winning the Pac-12, you're in the discussion for the college football playoff, basically where Oregon is right now, you're a top 10 program. Does that start next season, 2 to 3 years, 4+ years, or he won't? Log on to 1080thefan.com and vote hard. Your thoughts?
I think he inherited a lot of talent, but I also think it takes time to install your system. Now, if Caleb Williams transfers from Oklahoma to USC,
yeah,
the answer is next year. Thanks for playing.
We're done with this discussion. Get Spencer Rattler. Spence has entered the transfer portal. How quickly that went from, hey, I'm going to be the first quarterback taken, to I lost my job to an 18-year-old kid.
I think next year they're going to be a lot better. I think 2 years from now they'll be very good.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to be a perennial Pac-12 title contender every year from then on, starting not next year, but the year after, unless the transfer portal, he just gets Caleb Williams. He gets multiple all conference level guys to come there. This is a massive hire. People equating this to Sarkisian or Lane Kiffin. I'm sorry. You don't get it. Lane Kiffin was not this guy. Steve Sarkisian was not this guy. This is a coach that if he'd have wanted to, he could have taken the best NFL job last offseason.
NFL teams, or this one if he wanted to bail on USC. NFL teams come to his doorstep every single year to study his offense. And you are seeing so many of his concepts bleed into the NFL. Arizona Cardinals, Green Bay Packers, LA Rams. Dude, his fingerprints are all over the NFL. This is you couldn't be more right. This is not Lane Kiffin, and this sure as hell isn't Steve Sarkisian. Again, I'm not saying he's Pete Carroll. I'm not saying he's Nick Saban. But dude, that guy produced back-to-back Heisman Trophy winners, couple number one overall picks, turned Jalen Hurts into an NFL quarterback, and makes the college football playoff basically every year with Oklahoma talent, which is nowhere near what Oregon or USC has out west.
Yeah, it's just going to be remarkable. Look at his 2023 recruiting class. It was the number one class in the nation. He had multiple elite prospects, and his top recruits were literally all from Southern California. You don't think they're all about to flip? One of them already decommitted. The number two player in the country already decommitted. Ralique Brown is the number one running back in America. He's from Southern California. He committed to Oklahoma over second place USC and said the reason was Lincoln Riley. He's flipping to USC. That's done. So he's going to add a five-star quarterback and a five-star running back within a week. Give him a year. Give him 2 years. He's going to build a fence around California, and it's going to get tougher for Oregon, and he's going to do a phenomenal job. Like you mentioned, he will have more talent 2 years from now. He will have more talent at USC than he ever had at Oklahoma, and the Pac-12 needs to improve in a hurry, or he's going to lap the field. Maybe not Oregon, but the rest of the teams in the Pac-12, he will lap them very quickly. Washington State, Cal, you better figure it out pretty quick.
Sure.
Because he's coming, and they're going to get good very quickly.
Well, he did it in the Big 12. No one has really been able to touch them in the Big 12. Now, we saw what happened in Bedlam, and you know that was a nice year for Oklahoma State, and you're not going to win it every single year. But he did. He built a dominant force in the Big 12. Now, I don't think in the Big 12 there was another team like Oregon. I think where Oregon is at is different. I think Oregon is a school right now because it's the only school, I think, really on solid footing. Well, I can't say that. I think Utah is on solid footing. But if you look up and down, but
Whittingham might retire.
Does winning exactly, right?
The dirty little secret is Whittingham might retire after
especially if they end up going to the Rose Bowl. He ends up winning the Rose Bowl as the swan song. But when you look up and down the Pac-12, there is a lot of instability. I think Oregon State is pretty stable, but again, I think Oregon State is a long way, and we saw that in the Civil War from being where, you know, the top programs are. So with the exception of Oregon, yeah, I think everyone right now is playing second fiddle to USC. And the question becomes to me with Oregon is Oregon makes their hay out of California. We know they're national recruiters and they've been able to go out and get other people. But the vast majority, we know that the SoCal Duck thing, we know that the vast majority of their talent, look at Kayvon Thibodeau and, you know, a lot of the guys that they've been able to pull out of Southern California. Now the question becomes, do they still have that same kind of pull if Lincoln Riley starts doing at USC what most people believe he's going to do at USC? And that's probably when, even, you know, on off years, he's going to win 9 games. He's going to win 9, 10 games. He's going to make them relevant. And he's going to play in an NFL-friendly system where especially offensive players are going to want to come play. So does Oregon, especially with their offense that maybe isn't the most exciting offense in the world, who may lose another offensive coordinator this offseason if Morehead ends up taking the Akron job, and it appears that he would be their first choice. Where does that lead Oregon in regards to continuing this SoCal pipeline that they've had?
Yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the head in a number of ways. I went back just in my own recollection and jotted down some names.
Yeah.
Kayvon Thibodeau, Justin Flo, Mace Funa, Thomas Graham Jr., Javon Holland, Diamador Lenore, Sean Dollars, Byron Cardwell.
Last time I checked, those are, first off, those are your best players. Okay. Those are the future of your program. A lot of real talent in there.
Okay. So based on my recollection, almost all of those guys mentioned something along the lines of USC being down and looking other places.
Yeah.
So I say they get half of those guys. Yeah. So then I checked with, and I want to be careful here, a very connected national recruiting expert in California. And he said, that's a perfect list. Yes, they get half or fewer.
Yeah.
So it's not just that USC is better. It is also Oregon. Take away Kayvon Thibodeau, take away Thomas Graham Jr., take away Javon Holland, and take away either Sean Dollars or Byron Carl. That's half.
Sure.
You take away that half.
Yeah.
That really hurts the program.
Absolutely.
And they go from being a perennial top 10 team to a top 15 team. They went from being a kind of right there in their good years, top four, going to make the college football playoff, to now Oregon probably is going to be one of those teams that's on the bubble to be top 12 every year. They might make it some years they won't. That's a far cry from what they've been the last couple of years, where you expand this thing to 12. The last couple of years for Mario, shoo-in, we're in the playoffs. Now, are we going to win playoff games? We'll see. But if you're Mario, you're going, when USC's down, we're a top 12 team every year, no question, put us in the playoffs.
Sure.
Now, it's going to be a lot harder.
Yeah, because look, no, and that, or of course, here comes the text, you know, they're rolling in. Oh my God, you know, Oregon is the most dominant force. They only had three kids from California last year. We've got obviously the defense shields are going to come up and Oregon fans are going to get all bowed up. No one is saying that Oregon's dropping off the radar.
No.
No one is saying that Oregon's program is going in the toilet.
Nope.
But you cannot argue, and if you do, your head is just buried in the sand, or it's buried up a duck's you know what, to think that bringing in right now, with the exception of Nick Saban, and if you're going to take age into it, if you said you had to start your program with one coach in the country, it's probably Lincoln Riley. If you had, this is like saying, like if you started a NFL team, what quarterback do you take? You don't take Aaron Rodgers because he's a couple years away from probably shutting it down. You're going to go with one of the young guys. You know, you're taking a Kyler Murray or someone. Putting all those things in into consideration here, you just got the most sought after coach in the country. You did. You probably got the most sought after coach in the country, college or NFL. So the idea that he's going into a place like USC that always has the bones and the structure to be a powerhouse, which is why you just saw him leave Oklahoma. Most people don't leave big time jobs for other big time jobs. You know, you don't, it doesn't happen that often. Occasionally you get a Jimbo Fisher that bolts, but for the most part, it's leaving Michigan State or it's leaving Washington State to go to a big program. You usually don't leave Alabama to go to Georgia or vice versa. But this goes to show you what sort of potential that USC has. And to think that someone like Lincoln Riley coming into town, especially with his acumen for building offenses, isn't going to have a negative impact on your program, it's ridiculous. Now, we know there's enough kids in California to field two elite programs. There's enough kids in California to probably field four elite programs. But what you're pointing out, and I think it's something that has to be said, is you no longer have a stranglehold on Southern California. And I don't know if USC will have a stranglehold on Southern California either. The point is, you've got another big dog. You have another person that now, when you're talking about true elite 4- and 5-star talent on the West Coast, right? When you're looking at that, it was Oregon 1, Oregon 2, and then a distant 3. Right? Was USC and then maybe UW as a distant 4.
Arizona State a little bit.
A little bit. You can make the argument that the biggest other place for 4- and 5-star talent on the West Coast was Ohio State and Alabama.
It was Ohio State, yes.
Right? You know, look at the two kids up in Washington. And now you have someone in the backyard that is going to recruit at Oregon's level. You are certainly going to lose out some kids. You're not going to lose all the battles, but it just got a lot harder to truly get the elite kids out of Southern California.
Yeah, I think there's a misconception that USC's been recruiting really well the last few years. It's not a fluke that Oregon had never had the top recruiting class in the Pac-12 until 3 years ago. They've done it 3 straight years. And USC 2 years ago,
yeah,
at the early signing period, finished last in the Pac-12. Last in the Pac-12. That will never happen with Lincoln Riley as a head coach. They might not ever finish in outside of the top 12 nationally, let alone 12th in the conference. It got a lot harder. It got a lot harder times three.
Number one recruiting class for 2023 in Norman, Oklahoma.
And they were all Southern California kids.
So
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.